A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from the land of your king's folk and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. All the communities of the earth shall find blessing in you." Abram went, and as the Lord directed him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Abraham took his wife Sarai, his brother's sons Lot, all the possessions that they had accumulated, and the persons that they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abraham passed through the land as far as the sacred place at Shechem, by the Terebinth of Moriah. The Canaanites were then in that land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give you this land." So Abram built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country east of Bethel, pitching his tent with Bethel to the west and Ai to the east. He built an altar there to the Lord and invoked the Lord by name. Then Abram journeyed on by stages to Negev. The word of the Lord. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and he sees all mankind. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope in for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us. You have put our hope, who have put our hope in you. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, you will be judged. For the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eyes when you do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is still in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord. And so you've heard me preach on this 100 billion times, so I'm not going to truly preach on it again, but here's what Jesus tells us. And he says it to his disciples. If we are a disciple of Jesus, we will not judge. If we aren't disciples of Jesus, we will judge. What are we? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.